Post-game at Hobsmoke Road with head coach Stephen Foster, a very welcome 5-3 win in the Midlands against an exceptionally talented Solihull Barons team who actually before this evening were on a bit of a roll, so it's got to feel good.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we know we're getting into the thick of it now, and we knew it would be a hard game. They're very offensive. We had to be a lot more disciplined than what we have been. And yeah, I thought the boys did a great job today.
And what surprised a lot of the fans tonight was an awful lot of line changes, which can obviously work both ways. Sometimes it doesn't quite gel. Sometimes it absolutely clicks. And tonight the changes that we made seem to work.
Yeah, they started training with it on Wednesday and then changed the defensive pairings on Thursday. And the boys trained great this week. They were flying. And that's where you get a good vibe, because that's your chance to get into it. Change training a little bit, not to be doing so many drills, but doing more in their lines, particularly in the threes as the forwards and stuff like that. And I thought that paid off well, because it brought that into the game when they were flying and training. So, yeah, credit to them.
And it's hard to pick out a little. I mean, last week we stood in witness and we were singing the praises of the third line, but very difficult to pick a particular line out tonight. Everybody put in the shifts.
Absolutely. Everybody contributed. There's people getting in front of pucks. I mean, on the 5-on-5, I thought we were a better team. I thought we were better, we were disciplined, we were getting some good opportunities. It's power players, obviously, that they were getting most of their opportunities. And you never know what you're going to get when you come down to these players in terms of penalties and stuff like that. And, you know, I thought it weren't too bad compared to normal down here. So, yeah, I thought we did well. Pretty disciplined. A couple of penalties you could kind of go, well, was it, was it not? But probably the same for them as well. So, yeah, I wanted to beat them, obviously, 5-on-5. Like, oh, not reffing to, you know, getting involved by getting lots of penalties and stuff like that. And I'm pleased that didn't happen tonight. We've got a tough run in. Obviously, we've got Deeside twice next week. But that's going to put us in good stead, though, ready for the playoffs, because it's not like we're playing teams from lower down. We've got to step up and play against the best teams now. We don't have any lower teams to play, so yeah, you've got to beat the best teams to go. And Solihull are a very good team. They're probably having a little bit similar season to us. Expected to be higher, would like to be higher, but they put the 60 minutes together, they're good. We just didn't allow them that tonight, and I thought we were very disciplined low when the forward drops down to help the defence. Now 3-on-3 down low, we're pretty good with that. We played quite tight to all men. And that limited their opportunities. Our forwards dropped in to help out as well, and then just get in front of the D when it went back to there. So I thought that worked well. And then what we started flipping a few pucks too many. So we just said there later on, can we get it on the tape? Because when we get it on tape, we can get going. When it's flipped, it could go anywhere. It stops the flow of our game. So we tuned a few little things, and yeah, like you said, the boys did great. The bench was great. They all tuned in, everybody was all for each other. We do that and we'll be okay.
Well, we've been talking for weeks now about the need to put together a full 60 minute game, and that's possibly the closest we've got to it in all of that time.
I think yes, particularly against top four sides, yes, because we've kind of let ourselves down just in an odd period here and there against some of the top four sides. Today, we played one of the top four sides and we managed to put a 60-minute performance in. So, yeah, over the moon with that. And we need to just continue doing that now. You know, there's as many games as we want now to get on a roll, get these two out the way next week and then hit playoffs. And we'll be playing, obviously, either Telford or Solihull. Either, it doesn't matter. You've got to beat the best team to get through. So it'll just be whoever is the best team on the night.
Well, as you say, it's not quite sorted between Telford and Solihull quite yet. But obviously, if it does turn out to be Solihull, there's no better way to get into their heads than a victory down here.
Yeah, absolutely, because it's not an easy place to come and play. You've got the nets which provide that kind of question mark of where is it going? Is it going to go out the zone? Is it going to stay in the zone? Yeah, like you say, they're in their own rink. They're a good team, and they generally don't travel so well. but it's good to get down here and get one over them like we've done in the last few seasons. We managed to do okay down here, so it's nice to get back to that.
Right, well, we as you say, it's our final weekend of the regular season next week. We've got a home and home with Deeside. Deeside, another team that's in form. They've had a great season. You know, they've pushed Blackburn and they've won the cup. They're going to want to finish their regular season in form going into the playoffs as well. So it's going to be really tough.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what we want. You know, we want some tough games. And yes, they've done very well, but they've got a good team down there. They've got extra depth. Got extra depth this year. Goalkeeping seems to have improved down there as well. And they're well capable of that. They've done really well, obviously, getting the cup. Congratulations to them on that. You know, done very well. And it should be two good games for us.
Well, we finally get a home game on Sunday after what feels like, well, it is actually weeks and weeks. We finally get to see our home fans. There's been another good contingent of fans down here tonight. So for the fans as well, it's getting to the end of the season. It's just that chance to get some hockey before we all sign off for the summer.
Yeah, absolutely. And yes, we'll need that support next week. Let's fill the place, because obviously we've had good crowds this year. We'd like that to continue. Get the boys ready for the playoffs. And I agree, the support down here has been brilliant. We had a lot of people down. Obviously, it's Mother's Day as well, so happy Mother's Day to all those mums out there. And good to see people down, and the support they've given us all year has been fantastic. So can't thank you enough for that.
Well,